Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to A New World Order. I am Chancellor Zane Sue over the nation of Zane Australia. And I'm here with my colleagues from across the seas. One who I trust with all of my heart. And the other. The end. Yeah.
I know who he was looking at when he said either of those, but you'd want to hope I'm the one he trusts. Because he's going to have to trust me tonight. Because I am Sebastian of the United States of World America. And I am the puppet master of Zane Australia for the rest of tonight.
That doesn't mean he has to trust you.
Oh, I wish he did.
That means he's bound whether or not he trusts you.
Yeah. I'm saying you better wish on the one
almost,
that he trusts.
Almost like an elected official for which you didn't vote.
Yep.
Yeah. Kind of like my life forever.
And I am Andrew Schossler, the most supreme, magnificent overlord of everything you ever saw in the Great Confederacy of Andropolia.
And if you're joining us for the first time, each week we deal with an issue that is plaguing our virtual nations that we host on nationstates.net while trying to stick to our own unique political values. Sometimes they're unique, sometimes they're not. Apparently Seb and I are exactly the same.
Well, we did the political compass test or a political compass test last week, and we all came off as more liberal than average, I would think.
Correct, yeah.
And then everything else differed slightly.
Yeah. So, if you're listening now, and this is your first time, you might want to go back and listen to some of the older episodes, because currently we're in season 3. And this season, aliens have been switching our brains about sometimes. And so that means that Zane Australia is currently being run by Sebastian.
Let's just say that Zane Australia won the world prize. We haven't determined what that prize is yet, but if we had to put a value on it or kind of define it, we'd say it's that Seb runs your nation. Uh-huh. So you're kind of winning this game, actually.
Zane Australia and the world.
Well, last week at least, we were all ourselves, and we gave a pretty good recap of our own political leanings.
Yes, yeah.
Which I hope coincide with our decisions of the last 100 or so episodes.
I think they do mostly.
Yeah.
I was surprised that Seb was a little bit more extreme than me in some cases and a little less in some cases.
He's certainly happy to press buttons.
Yes. I think that's the main difference between us.
Especially the biggest difference for the declaration of wars.
Is that the biggest button was unfortunately pressed by you when you just declared basically a war for no reason.
I don't remember being in the room at the time.
Forensics came in though, and they did check the fingerprint on that button, and it did match you.
I signed a declaration of war, but I don't remember ever deciding to obliterate
Zane
the
Australia.
The signature's just a little bit off, you know.
An issue.
It's written like I'm holding it like a freaking like a knife.
Yeah.
Like,
Zane Australia's issue is called the Great Divide.
Oh, I can't wait to fix this divide as your nation's true hero.
Due to a mix-up at the border, a number of immigrants have been sent backward, downward, upward, sideways to various detention centres across Zane Australia. In the midst of the confusion, several thousand children have been separated from their parents.
You monsters! Lucky I'm here to save them.
Three options. Option number one. Look, these migrants have clearly violated the law. Clearly. Says my head of immigration, Kimberly Ryan, as she closely inspects the stamps on my passport. Not only did they cross the border illegally, but then they have the gall to ask for citizenship. Sure, the children may not enjoy being separated from their parents, but that's what they get for breaking the law. If it was national policy for illegal immigrants to be treated as the criminals they are, to have their children taken away, far fewer of them would come to our country, guaranteed. She runs out of my office to pursue a worker with a Marsh Noirian accent.
Believe it or not, in Australia, we already employ a policy of separating children from their criminal parents.
Yes, we do.
Yep. When you're convicted of a crime and you're sentenced to serve time in prison, you are separated from your family.
Strangely enough, though, it's not illegal to immigrate to Australia, even if you arrive on a boat.
It's not illegal to immigrate. It is illegal to be here without permission.
If you touch... If you touch down and you say, I would like to be a refugee, please, then the government has to process you. That's why they stop you from getting onto Australian land.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Absolutely. Not criminals. Just saying. Seriously. No. Grastanislawa Amin, who just got out of her latest therapy session with her 8-year-old child. Look at my little whoopee. She was separated from me at the Australian border, taken away the moment I asked for asylum. She spent so many months in that state facility that she can hardly talk in Bigtopian, and she keeps trying to arrest the other young children on the playground. You must end this cruel immigration policy immediately. Your country needs more migrant workers, Lita, and my girl needs her mother. A child should never be separated from her parent.
Why not?
Because, obviously, so what's happened here is she's in the country now.
Okay, she's in the country.
Yeah.
Let us, for the sake of argument, disregard all the decisions leading up to crossing the border without permission.
Yes. Right?
And say, she is here now.
Yes.
Okay. So, as a part of being here now, she's seeking refugee status in order to have permission to stay.
No. She's allowed to be here. She's got her daughter back. And so she's asking that no more children be separated from their parents.
Yes. But why are they being separated in the first place?
Well, that's a good question. So. Because in Australia... would never really sign off on that.
No, you have to think about what's happening. Somebody has crossed the border.
Yes.
Without permission.
Correct.
So
for some reason they have, permission has been lifted. The blanket permission that I've given out several times rescinded.
I know. But somebody has crossed the border without permission. Mm-hmm. They're now saying, please, you have to let me stay. If I go back, it's going to be detrimental to my life, my health, whatever.
Yep.
So, believing them outright will impose costs on the rest of your population, which is already here legally. Correct. So, it is incumbent on you to evaluate that claim.
Yes.
Right? And in order to not send them back and also prevent them from entering the general population, which is the ultimate goal, if everything checks out, you have to detain them.
Mm-hmm.
In some sort of special facility for this.
I don't see why that's the case.
So how would you run it?
A billeting system, probably.
How?
People volunteer to take refugees into their houses.
Yep.
For the same amount of money that I would spend on them.
Okay, that's fine. And what happens if they then don't stay at that residence? They escape.
Well, I'm not detaining them. But
they fail to report.
Then they fail to report.
Somebody comes to say your situation has been evaluated.
Yes.
Right? You are granted permission or you're being deported, whatever. They're not there when some official comes back to that billeted place.
Yes.
Right? What happens then?
The same thing that happens anywhere else. You look for them.
Right.
Yes. So, and if they've absconded, then the problem seems to have solved itself.
What do you mean? It's not because now you don't know where they are.
Why do I need to know where they are?
Because the whole point of evaluating them in the first place, right, is to prevent them from being a burden on everybody who is already here legally.
Okay.
They may already be a criminal. You don't know who they are. All they've done is cross the border and said...
And if they are a criminal, if I've evaluated them and I've said, okay, so we found out that you're a criminal and we've gone back to say, okay, we know you're a criminal, you have to go back, and they're not there, mm-hmm. then we search for them like we search for any other criminal.
Yes, you wouldn't have to if they had been placed in detention.
Correct.
While their claim is being evaluated. Australia
doesn't have prisons.
No, no, no. They are there voluntarily because they decided to cross the border without permission.
Okay.
If they had sought out a visa and permission to cross the border, they wouldn't be detained when they crossed the border.
Correct.
Right? Just like anybody else who fails to comply with the law, they then have to be detained while their case is evaluated and judged and their guilt or innocence or liability established.
And why is it necessary to separate children from their parents?
Because imprisoning children is immoral.
Right. Okay, so where do the children go?
What do you mean? They then have to go to a facility as well.
So many facilities.
This facility that's not a prison, but where the parents are is a prison.
A parent has made the decision on behalf of the child.
Yes.
To break the law of yes. this of whatever country they're entering.
Yes. Right?
So the child is not liable for that crime.
Okay. And what I'm saying is that if your child is in a facility and they don't have the access to either their parents or the ability to leave or contact their parents, then you are imprisoning children whether they're with their parents or not.
No, that's true. But then separating them isn't, you know, necessary if the facilities can accommodate them all.
Okay.
Right? It's not like they have to be separated. I don't understand why they are necessarily being separated. But you can't imprison a child for the crimes of their parents.
I think the biggest hang-up here is that, at least I think Zane and I just don't feel like this should be a crime. So people are being punished for something that we just don't care about. Like Zane's already said that, I mean, in his situation, this is a weird topic that's come up because he's already outruled this, but we would rather they just came in.
Why don't you care that somebody has crossed a border without permission?
Because they shouldn't need permission to come in. I don't care.
Do you restrict entry into your house, or is anybody welcome at any time?
Into my house, which is my personal space and not mm-hmm. a public space? I sure mm-hmm. do. But everything else is public space.
Let's see what option number three is.
I take it. Without thinking twice, I'm kidding. Oh, God. I don't take it. Option two is so reasonable. Option three is probably terrible.
The whole immigration system is a joke, says the proudly neutral lobbyist, Neutron Neutralson.
I feel nothing about this.
Who changed his name from Barry Oswald Bullock to prove a point. Separating children from parents? Treating families like hardened criminals? Deporting migrants back to the wrong country? Well, here's what we do. We hire more staff. We do more checks for undocumented migrants at the border. Just ask questions every Australian can answer and get proof of residency. If they're here legally, send them straight back as a family. It's not hard to balance compassion with efficacy, for crying out loud. He sighs exasperatedly as my head of human services sits in the corner, literally crying out loud.
Can you just refresh me, because we got really off topic, on number two one more time?
Number two is get rid of the immigration policy immediately.
Oh, that one, yeah, option two.
Option three is spend government funds to make the immigration more efficient, in inverted commas. And number one is keep doing it.
Yeah. If I wanted to have an immigration policy, as in like keeping people out, I would go option three because out of it and one, most reasonable. However, option two, yeah. I want people to come in.
When we're not in a time of war, I think stringent immigration policies, especially to the point of detaining people in sub-prison level facilities, is unnecessary. If you are in a conflict with someone and this, then obviously that calls for special measures. But Zane, Australia currently, I believe, is not in a war.
Don't look at me.
I'm just thinking
Andrew starts the wars.
If one of you knows something that I don't know.
Real quick question, and this is probably more for you, Andrew. If we're not paying welfare for these people because they're not mm-hmm. citizens, and we just let them in, if their options are effectively going to be to not work and die by their own means because they haven't contributed, or to get jobs and become functioning members of society, mm-hmm. why do we not want them to come? What's the downside if we're not paying for them? As in, like, they're not, either homeless or not, if they don't get a job, they're not on welfare because they're not a citizen. Mm-hmm. What's the downside to letting them in? Because if they can't get a job and can't function, they're just going to leave anyway.
That's true. But in coming in, depending on whether they're skilled or not, they could, if there was a mass immigration, there could be a very sharp upset to whatever rhythm there currently is in the employment markets.
Wouldn't that eventually, like, if we let's say hypothetically we took in 1,000 immigrant migrants a day, we just bullshit numbers, whatever. Wouldn't we eventually just be like, oh, we can just forecast and expect after the last 5 years.
1,000 a day.
I'm just saying rough numbers.
1,000 a day is currently much more than Australia takes in altogether. That's, you know, 360,000 a year.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not a lot, but I'm saying wouldn't we be able to, the government...
I'm saying every 3 years, you're proposing to increase your immigrant population by 1 million.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Every 3 years.
Sure.
That seems like...
Pretty sure Germany did the hell out of it during the recession, and look at them now.
In a country of 25 million...
Am I right? I think I'm right with that one.
They took in a lot of Turkish refugees.
Yeah, I don't know about the numbers and that they took in, but they took a lot of...
worked well.
Germany?
Yeah.
Worked very well.
No.
So I've gone option number two.
Lots of crime spikes.
As per Seb's suggestion. Jabbing a baby bottle at officials gets parents waved straight through immigration. I'm no hero, says Heroic Zane Australian. Pedantry on the rise, well-written study says. Citizens praise innovative government solutions. Government a true model, role model, parents say. The biggest up at 2.1%. Niceness. Followed by 1.5%. Ideological radicality. Followed by 1.3% compassion. Then between 0 and 1%, inclusiveness, civil rights, recreational drug use, intelligence, pacifism, nudity, employment, and lifespan. The biggest down at 33.3%. Any guesses?
33%.
Think about what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then guess what's gone down 33.3%.
Oh, cheese exports?
Crime.
Nice. Law enforcement.
All right, okay.
Social conservatism 3.4, authoritarianism 1.4, and then in the tinies is safety, government size, and taxation.
You did it.
We did it.
Sorry. I did it. All right, well, I can go next or if... Oh, okay.
Please do.
Let me just get my spectacles on. All right, Zane, are you ready for the hardest bloody time
is
you've ever had?
Is it about cookies again?
Cookies? Did I have cookie ones last time?
I don't know. All right. This is...
Mine's called The Walkin' Talkin' and Irritated Dad. 7 years ago, Oliver King went missing after a yachting accident and has since been declared officially dead. However, he recently re-emerged and came back to World America. Despite showing up in person to get his death certificate reversed, he found he could not do so. His mortician has come to complain to you on his behalf, as corpses are not allowed in the building. Told you this is some hard-hitting stuff, Zane.
I feel like this is just
frivolous bullshit.
You're
right. But it was really fun, so I thought it'd be fun.
I'm glad that I came to you with a real issue.
I didn't read through mine prior. I read the topic of this one. I was like, yep, sure.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't going to be zombies.
It seems silly.
Well, he is
to
the Walking Dead. No, yeah.
It seems silly to me that my corpse, patient, is still considered dead, says Liara Ho, the mortician of Oliver King, as she pushes a gurney with... why is there a gurney in my room? A gurney with a covered and very lifelike mannequin on it. If somebody who has been declared dead shows up and gets an examination, the doctor should be able to change their legal status to living.
Mm-hmm.
Seems fair.
Mm.
Yeah. I can see, I know why there's a hurdle there, but that does seem very fair, doesn't it? Because the doctor, I...
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I think someone else needs to be there just to verify the person.
That seems entirely fair.
Just like when they identify a corpse, they get like next of kin to tell the police, yep, that's my Sam.
Yeah, if you've been declared dead in absentia, absolutely. That's the first sort of case I would expect to have this sort of, you know, reversal ready or update ready. Then, oh, they weren't actually dead. They just went missing.
Yeah. A lot of insurance policies will pay someone out if they're missing for more than like a year. And I'm sure they'd be very interested to declare someone back alive if they've paid out. Anyway.
In those cases, I don't think they get...
They don't get the money back.
No. Yeah, the insurance companies don't ask for the money back, but they can never take out a life insurance policy again because it's already been claimed on.
Perhaps. So I was thinking travel insurance terms, but I'm not sure about actual...
Oh, interesting.
Because there are... if you're missing for a certain amount of time, it's declared as like an accidental death or something. If you're just missing, because obviously you didn't just have like a heart attack. You've just... Right. You may have been lost at sea or something.
Yeah.
Option two. The mannequin suddenly sits up, revealing itself to be Ryan Pelosi, who was also declared legally dead after getting lost in a rainforest of Macronesia 10 years ago. Being dead isn't all bad, I suppose. There's no taxes. My family got an insurance payout. I guess it's kind of fun to be a zombie. You should just let me stay legally dead. People like me, who officially don't exist, can't claim any government benefits, so you guys get to save some money too.
Well, that's true.
Interesting take there. I really wish this came up on the zombie topic. That'd be bloody great back then.
Can you employ a deceased person?
I'm going to say no, because you can't be taxed.
No, but let's say, I mean, a deceased person you wouldn't expect to be productive in any way.
That's true.
Can you have on your list of employees a list of dead people Corpsey. Who don't produce
I
any... Mean,
I guess also, can a dead person vote?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they're not,
of course they can't. That's right.
Yeah, it's like if they're not paying taxes in this case and not claiming on welfare, no, they're not enrolled.
You're just going to get a lot of people faking their deaths.
Absolutely, yeah, that's a real problem.
Yeah,
is it, Zane? Will that happen? Who knows? There's so many more issues. There's three more answers here.
What? How are there five answers to this problem?
Once again, didn't pre-read it. This is all new to me too.
Number one kind of nailed it, as far as I can see.
Yeah. Number five looks juicy. I may have made a mistake, but after 7 years, it's reasonable to presume somebody isn't coming back, states Al Washington, the registrar who made the death of Oliver King official. Of course, Oliver is still alive and should be registered as such. Therefore, his family should be made to return their insurance payout, and his last will and testament needs to be scrutinized to see if they received any other benefits from his death.
Mm-hmm.
That's not fair to anyone. Unless he was found to be faking his death, then he's committed fraud. But I think that's BS, because if there was no way of anyone knowing, that's why. But once again, if someone did fraud, then they would get charged with fraud. That's a separate issue.
Yeah, that's right.
Once they're declared alive, and then can be charged, because you can't charge a corpse with fraud.
Unless.
Option four. You know, maybe Ryan Pelosi is onto something, says your minister of necromancy. Oh, no.
Seb, we need to figure out this ministry that you've got going on.
This is great. Sorry. Maybe we should create a task force of legally dead people to eliminate dissenters. We can deny their existence easily because they're all dead. And if somebody tries to blow their lid off it, they'll just sound like a crackpot who believes in childhood theories. This is fucking brilliant. Zane, that one. That's my preference. Option
once really? Again, you want to lie to your populace and start a secret police force
of zombie men
to kill dissenters.
Oh yeah, the dissenters part's not good. I like the idea of the undead task force.
Oh really?
Though.
Oh no, that's the bit that got you.
I got sold weird, with undead task force.
Not undead.
What do you think they're going to be doing?
Zombie things.
Like if they're not,
I imagine they're like the
if they're not conducting black ops. What, do you think they're just going to be a room full of bureaucrats of legally dead people shuffling donuts to each other?
In my brain, they're kind of like, it's like the BCP, whatever the organization from Hellboy is. That's what I had in my head.
No, it's really just kind of like, you don't fake your death to not commit crimes.
Option five is pretty good, guys. I can't scream, but it's like, zombie, screams your young and excitable niece. Kill it, 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 kill it. Your sister comes to try and calm down the hysterical girl as she shouts over the screaming. Seriously, though, if the government says people are dead, they ought to ensure it.
Oh,
yeah, that's dangerous.
That's the reverse of the government declaring people as dead in order to silence them.
Sorry, mate. Yeah. No. We've declared you dead. So please come into this.
I mean, you do have an executioner.
Yeah, but he's so busy.
You classically say that he just wanders around all day.
Yeah, looking for his next hunt. He's a sportsman. What are you going to do?
So now you give him some hunting.
No hunting.
Sorry. I think I'm in charge, Seb. I think I get to...
You don't want to go with the Undead Task Force?
Sure. Let's go with Undead Task Force.
Really?
I'm listening to the little Seb in my mind. Unless you want to veto me away from it.
Oh, it's really... I mean, option one's obviously the right answer, but option four is Undead Task Force. Well, what do you reckon, Andrew?
Why does that sound so cool? I don't understand why you would want this era of bureaucracy to guide this new government department that you're setting up for what? To kill people that disagree with you?
Yeah, well, who are they killing?
It's specifically for the purpose of being secret police.
It's literally a black ops team.
It's you agree with the party or you will be executed.
I know that part's bad, but the part about them being an undead task force...
Well, one that I'm gonna go for, Seb, unless you veto me away from it.
Oh, this is tough, guys, because this is a bad choice. Don't look at me like that, Andrew.
What do you mean it's a bad choice? What the hell are you doing, Seb?
I'm just thinking of that time that Submerica got rid of its internet and all those other weird things that were going on. And this time it's like undead task force. And this is something that he would want to do.
You know what? This is really tough, actually. Okay,
isn't a D&D game, set.
It feels like, oh, that's true, it's not.
These aren't very well-meaning wizards who are going to do your bidding. They are going to want to kill.
That's true.
They are there to exert their authority.
I'm
going to
spend one veto point, no fun for me.
Option number five.
Oh. No, the one where I kill everyone.
You don't have to. Yeah, but you have the option. Option number one.
Thank you, Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. I'm just listening to the little Seb in my head.
You're only human. It makes sense. That's That's what I wanted you to do. Shady doctors seem to have impeccable records. Mm-hmm. We won the apple. We got the apple a day banner. That's nice.
Oh, cute.
Trending. Tax on children's lemonade stands. Overzealous parents protest.
Can you stop taxing kids? Thanks, Seb.
Absolutely not. New clinic scratches itch for relieved citizens. Economists bullish on world American economy. All right, so biggest up, and by biggest up, I mean only up in a whole percent. Public healthcare, 4%.
Ugh.
4% is pretty big considering it's really, really good, though. The biggest down was 0.8%. My death rate.
Should have gone option four.
Yeah.
Your authoritarianism would have risen so high.
How did it actually go? I don't think it was affected by any of these choices.
No, it wouldn't be.
Well, this one anyway, yeah. Cool. All in all, business as usual, and I didn't
boring.
Get my... I know, I'm legitimately upset, but I'm only here to really mess up Andrew's nation, so...
Well, you got so angry when he didn't go the
there was no downside
the
to the monster hunters. Because
the witch hunter, thank you.
Because there's no monsters or no witches. They're not going to kill anyone. This was a task force made to kill living citizens.
Australia can't have dragons.
Absolutely not.
There have been a lot of witch hunters in history, and they killed a lot of people.
Yes, but in the modern...
And there have never been witches.
In the modern...
There have never been witches, Seb.
Your undead task force probably be really great witch hunters.
But they weren't hired as witch hunters. They were hired as political protest killers.
Originally, they weren't hired as witch hunters.
Hopefully, this is a quick one. After renowned food critic and criminal mastermind Hannibal Terwilliger... published a book entitled Food Behind Bars, A Gourmet's Journey Through Andropolia's Prisons, a debate has sprung up over the quality of food served to prisoners. This is ridiculous, fumes single mother of three, Danny Looney, whose ex-husband is currently behind bars. Here's me, struggling to give my kids the basics, and he's sitting in a nice warm cell with nothing to do all day but eat like a king. I say we stop this extravagance and redirect the funding into something more appropriate, like welfare for single parents. Prisoners should only be fed what they need to survive.
I mean, that's not terrible.
Given this current situation, I think that would be an appropriate...
Prison mission. Should be a punishment. Like, that's the idea.
Yeah. Yeah, sustenance, not opulence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Number two. Their toilets are gold, though.
That's only because you double up on the guards. It's brilliant.
It's only because it's logical.
It's actually secretly brilliant.
Secret.
I don't know why you guys aren't on board with
it's
me.
It's not secretly brilliant. It's overtly stupid.
They'll just bite chunks out of their toilet and just throw them at the people who come to see them.
You'll see them missing, and it's really hard to bite gold. It's a soft metal, but it's not like it's, you know... It's not like your teeth will win.
So what you do is you get your teeth, you get your teeth lined with titanium, then you get arrested.
Hey,
then
like
you
a grill.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, the one group of people that are famous for metallic teeth are the ones living with the gold.
I mean, you're talking about a golden toilet. It's not like you can take a chunk out of it.
I mean, you can. You just have a problem because now you've got toilet everywhere.
Ugh, you guys, I can't believe I still have to explain myself on this.
Every time you look at me and say he's insane, I need you to remember this moment and think maybe he's not.
This goes straight to the bottom line. I've got two things I need to guard, and now I've got one guard looking over both of them. It's brilliant. You're not going to take it away from me. Oh, come on now. There's no need to treat us like animals for the sake of a few misdemeanors, says Mr. Terwilliger via a satellite link from an undisclosed minimum security prison. We prisoners have rights too, you know. Oh, what a cruel world we would live in if a man can't chow down on cordon bleu just because he's behind bars. I don't know if cordon bleu is actually that extravagant. I mean, it's just...
I think it's just because it's fiddly.
Yeah, maybe. But if you've got a kitchen doing it, Now, warden, can I have some fava beans and a nice Chianti delivered to my cell? I'm starving. Yeah, I don't think that's... Mm. I don't think Mr. Terwilliger is going to get his request there.
Ah, Terwilliger.
Number 3 of 4. Of course you have to feed prisoners, but what kind of food? Muses oblivious naturalist Montgomery Shuart while watering your plastic office plants. It's all these preservatives and cheap imported foods that have made these people violent in the first place. Why not establish prison farms and have inmates eat what they grow? Sure, it would tie up lots of fertile land, and there's always the risk of an escape, but the benefits to society are worth it.
I mean, that's not a bad idea, but the way they got there is just like, oh, the preservatives are causing criminals.
That's exactly right.
Buy some seeds.
I am very much on board with this idea. Not only because, it's you're being separated from society, so your survival is now entirely dependent on you. You can't ask the outside world for help.
Yeah.
If you don't grow food, you will starve. And that's entirely on you.
Is that third or three?
There is a fourth option. But I quite like that. It also gets them out in the sun.
Yeah.
It gets them working. So
doing
they're
something.
Still a part of a society, which makes integration later on.
You give them some like garden tool shaped weapons to fight gladiatorially with.
That's the trouble.
Entertaining the masses.
But yeah, it's not like you can't trust prisoners.
Or maybe what you do is just give them like little kid spades and rake sets.
Yeah. And the colour of them will depend on their their rank in the prison hierarchy. And last option. So far number 3 is looking good with the prison farms. Excuse me. Well, look here. You've got all these mouths to feed and you don't want the expense. Queries Sun Beechcroft, CEO of Andropolian Fried Penguin.
Oof.
One of Andropolia's most popular fast food chains. Mm-hmm. Looks like there's something the private sector can help you with, and by private sector, I mean my company. Just grant us the exclusive right to provide catering in all of Andropolia's prisons, and we'll keep those prisoners stuffed for a fraction of the cost. The government saves, the prisoners eat, and I cut out the provide a vital service to the community. It's a win-win. No. No, Mr. Beechcroft, your business will not be subsidised at the public expense.
But I want it to be.
So, number one is to essentially bread and water, or their equivalent nutritionally. Number two is to go all out and let the prisoners have whatever they can afford or whatever they can demand.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is to establish prison farms and not have any shipments of food whatsoever into prisons,
mm-hmm.
and make them self-sufficient, I guess, or they die. And number four is to subsidize it with, you know, by picking a business and letting it be the sole supplier.
I mean, if three's a viable option, three's, I think, the clear winner. Followed by one.
Three, I think, is morally right too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It puts their own survival in their own hands. If somebody wants to smuggle in a pineapple seed or...
You are giving them public land though.
I'm already taking public land to do it.
But you're obviously giving them farmland as well. Like, you can't grow a prison's worth of food in the prison grounds.
Yeah, no, you'd be surprised, but you can do it at a prison toilet.
But at the same time, this food is being grown somewhere, right?
Yeah.
So what's to say that I'm not already committing government lands to this sort of exercise?
Your slashing of government budgets says something along those lines, but you know.
Unless there's a veto.
Nope. I think that's the right answer.
Well, I'm in a veto mood today, and I'd really like to take this option away from Andrew.
Prisoners. There are two good options, Seb.
I can do three and lock him into a bad one.
Prisoners regularly escape detention, posing as scarecrows.
Yes.
The Andropolia Sentinel reports streets cleaner, less dangerous. Rural Andropolians predict a bumper harvest. Well, that's good. Incomes rising, economist says, and international body praises Andropolian development.
Oh, there you go.
The agricultural sector is the big winner, up 16.5%. Safety is up 12%. Law enforcement up 11%. Lifespan up 8.5%. We're back up over 50. We're all almost clutching 52.
Congratulations. Who knew the vegetables were doing it?
Right? No, I don't know. I like the taste of preservatives. Pacifism up 3%. Weather up 2.5%, as is the Human Development Index, and government size up 1% alongside taxation. As far as the downtrends are concerned, the death rate is down 1%, crime down 2.5%, as is obesity, and weaponization down 3%.
All around good things.
We are down to 13.5 weapons per person. Dangerously low.
Oh, good. All right. Well, I think that's all for this week.
That's under a weapon per day per fortnight. It's thrown my calendar all off.
Okay, all right. You can find us on Facebook, you can find us on Twitter, you can find us on Patreon, patreon.com/A New Old Order Podcast. And yeah, that's it.
Well done.
I've been Zane Z. Weber, Chancellor of the National...
Objection! I purposely wait a little bit later every now and then. It's definitely not me forgetting. I'm the Sebastian. Oh no, it's Andrew's at it again. Oh, wait, was there no bomb?
I'm just interrupting you.
Is that it? I thought there'd be a boom. I'm the Sebastian of the Sebastian Place. No, boo, not that one.
And I'm Andrew Schossler, most supreme magnificent overlord of everything you ever saw in the great confederacy of Andropolia, imploring you all carte blanche sans plume.
Till next time, gentlemen.
So what mountain were the stones in the walls of this specific monastery mined from exactly?
Where can my character take a dump?
What's the governmental structure of every town in this entire
Which
continent?
Magic using class is like the most attractive?
How do these people know how to make tunnels under their town when all they do is farm?
Why does the genie always
you?
Refuse to make people fall in love with me? Like,
if
who hurt
poison
him?
Rules are the same for every player race, does that mean they all have
can
the
my
same
character have a pet?
System?
Ooh, can that pet have a pet?
Are your players asking too many questions? Do you really know how your world works? Don't you wish there was a podcast that made this whole thing easier? Come on over to Dungeon Deep Dive, your favourite fantasy world-building podcast. Whether it's tabletop RPGs or creative writing, we do the research so you don't have to. Find us on your podcatcher of choice or on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram on @DungeonDeepDive.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.